You're listening to the Laura Ingraham Show. Do you know what these project labor agreements, have you ever heard of project labor agreements? I have to confess something to you all, and you're all my extended family. You know me, I'm warts and all. I didn't know what a project labor agreement was until about 3 months ago when I met a business owner at an event I was speaking at in Washington, D.C. He was in the construction business. And I think he was in, Tommy, where was he, Minnesota or Iowa? I can't remember. But he sat me down and he said, I need to talk to you about something that's happening to business in the United States of America. Unions are able to go in and get contracts, building contracts, even though they charge more for the service. Businesses are actually being undercut by unions that are charging more money because the unions get the sweetheart deals under Land Obama. Joining us now to tell us about this is Jeremy Price. He's the owner of Price Industrial Electric, and he's going to talk to us about the, frankly, virtually unknown havoc that Obama is wreaking on small business via these union handouts in the form of these project labor agreements. Jeremy, it's great to have you on. A small business owner, we salute you. How are you, sir?
Wonderful. You know, these PLAs are the exact opposite of a free market enterprise. We're, ever since Obama submitted this executive order or released this executive order, our governor, Chuck Colver here in Iowa, has taken and run with it. He's passed it on down to the counties, down to even the universities are now looking at these PLAs. These PLAs are nothing more than a union payback. They need money. Culver needs a lot of help to get reelected. So these guys are backdooring this stuff and cutting merit shop contractors out of even being able to even bid on this work, which we used to do all the time. For the 14 years I've been in business, I've never been discriminated against like I have been in the last year.
Because of the Obama executive order. Tell us about that.
Okay. Under his executive order, basically, I have the right to bid on all these public jobs.
Yeah.
But if I am awarded the job, I have to get, for every man I put on the job, I have to go to the union hall and get a man from them. I have to become signatory. Yes, exactly. I have to become signatory with the union temporarily for that job. I have to pay the wages that the union states, including the fringes, and then I still have a fringe package that I pay my own employees. So I'm basically getting double paid on that. I got to go to the hall and ask for them to send me somebody, where I have more than competent, capable people. I know how they work. They know how I want them to work in my own company. I bid jobs to keep my guys working, and I don't need additional help to do this. You've got, you know, once you become attached or signatory to the union, you get attached to their pension problems that they've got coming.
Well, yeah, so let me cut through it for you, okay? The Project Labor Agreement executive order was signed into law on February 6th of 2009. The president, right after being sworn into office as president of the United States, set about to reward the cronies in the unions across this country, and labor bosses, union bosses, have been sitting pretty and riding the Obama wave ever since. That means you are spending more money. How? Your tax dollars are paying for these federal projects. So the taxpayers suffer. Small business owners like Jeremy Price, Price Industrial Electric, who's kind of a soft-spoken guy, right? He's not a politico. He's not a political operative. But he suffers. He is being undercut, despite the fact that he'll charge less, he'll get the job done faster, you will have less bureaucracy, you will have less red tape, but guess what? In Land Obama, the unions are in control. The unions reign supreme. So that means they're in control. Again, power to the people. That was my last book. It means you have less power because you have less money. This is an absolute outrage. And if you're listening to this show in St. Louis or Kansas City, in Denver, Phoenix, in throughout Texas, where there's a big steel construction boom going on, these project labor agreements, you need to find out about them in your area. You need to start speaking about them to your friends. You need to continue to shine the light on these excesses of union enhancement by this Obama administration. I'm going to do what I can. And Jeremy, I thank you for this story. And thank you for telling us about the pension bailouts that small business owners will have to foot the bill for. And all these other ridiculous issues that come up when you have to hire a union man to complete a job. I love that. You're the next government takeover. Let's go back to that chapter in the Obama diaries. It's like they're writing this book. They're writing the book for me. It's all coming to the fore now. All of it. You're listening to The Laura Ingraham Show.